I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Sometimes it's just fun to take a trip into the land of what the hell am I doing here, where the absurdities of the moment make you feel like Alice down the rabbit hole. One of those went on at the governor of Louisiana's news conference with the title, Protecting the Most Vulnerable, which one would think is helping people and getting food, water, medical help. Well, Governor Jeff Landry may have, kind of, just a little bit, gone off the rails, totally PO'd about the LSU football program, lamenting how much money the school is owing fired coach Brian Kelly.
Right now, we got a $53 million liability. We are not doing that again. And you know what? I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners, you know?
Well, maybe. Well, no. LSU has long been thought of as one of the best jobs in college football. Great fan base, a bunch of great players waiting in on the legacy, and a coach. Well, the governor in grand, well, maybe not so grand fashion, pulled the rug out from under athletic director Scott Woodward.
I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee and they're going to go find us a coach.
So the Board of Supervisors are Donald Trump, Woodward publicly neutered, and that is the second time he's mentioned Trump. Hey, Alice, where's the white rabbit? So at this news gathering, headline Protecting the Most Vulnerable, it's time to move on. But the governor says, oh, wait, hold on, wait a minute.
You know what's interesting? If I'm not mistaken, Woodard's agent, Kelly's agent, the Texas A&M, they're all the same agent. Like, you realize if I would be, I don't know how y'all, how many sports writers we got here today? Like, just you. We should have a bunch.
Well, no, you shouldn't. The media came for protecting the most vulnerable, not for a sports event. And by the way, those guys you named are not all represented by the same agent. And by the way, you complain about how much the coaches and players now make? You say that that should be investigated? Well, maybe, yes, it should. But what it will find out is universities like LSU are willing to pay coaches millions and millions, believing they bring back into the university more than that. Be careful of what you ask. Oh, by the way, the chair of the Board of Supervisors was asked his response to the governor putting him in charge of finding a coach. He said, no, I didn't know that. And this isn't the first time the governor has come a bit unglued over LSU football. Last year, in an attempt to reestablish a tradition of having a live tiger on the field during their Alabama games, he imported one from Florida. LSU lost. He joked, our live tiger was the only tiger who showed up on the field. So with that backdrop, will they find a top-ranked coach? Maybe, maybe not. One would think he or she would need some real security and money to take the job, which is not what the governor has indicated. Oh, who knows? Thanks for joining me in the trip through What the Hell Am I Doing Here Land. Email me if you like. Added at BaxterNews.com.